What matters? Lives of the good and the great. The innocence of dogs, the cunning of cats, the elegance of nature, the wonders of space. The perfectly thrown outfield assist, the difference between historical guilt and historical responsibility. Homage and sacrilege in monumental architecture. Fashions and follies and the finer uses of the F-word. What matters? Manners and habits, curiosities and conundrums, social and ethical. Is a doctor ever permitted to kill a patient wishing to die? Why, in the age of feminism, do we still use the phrase women and children? How many lies is one allowed to tell to advance stem cell research? What matters? Occam's razor, Fermat's last theorem, the Fermi paradox, in which the great man asks, with so many habitable planets out there, why in God's name have we never heard a word from a single one of them? These are the things that most engage me. They fill my days, some trouble my nights. They give me pause, pleasure, wonder. They make me grateful for the gift of consciousness. And for 3 decades they have occupied my mind and commanded my pen. I don't claim these things matter to everyone, nor should they. I have my eccentricities. I've driven from Washington to New York to watch a chess match, twice. I've read Stephen Hawking's A Brief History of Time, also twice, although here as a public service, to reassure my readers that this most unread bestseller is indeed as inscrutable as they thought. And perhaps most eccentric of all, I left a life in medicine for a life in journalism, devoted mostly to politics, while firmly believing that what really matters, what moves the spirit, what elevates the mind, what fires the imagination, what makes us fully human, are all of these endeavors, disciplines, confusions, and amusements that lie outside politics. Accordingly, this book was originally going to be a collection of my writings about everything but politics, things beautiful, mysterious, profound, or just odd. Working title, There's More to Life Than Politics. But in the end, I couldn't, for a simple reason, the same reason I left psychiatry for journalism. While science, medicine, art, poetry, architecture, chess, space, sport, number theory, and all things hard and beautiful promise purity, elegance, and sometimes even transcendence, they are fundamentally subordinate. In the end, they must bow to the sovereignty of politics. Politics, the crooked timber of our communal lives, dominates everything because in the end, everything, high and low and most especially high, lives or dies by politics. You can have the most advanced and efflorescent of cultures. Get your politics wrong, however, and everything stands to be swept away. This is not ancient history. This is Germany, 1933. Beauty is truth, truth, beauty, that is all you know on earth and all you need to know. Every school child is fed. But even Keats, poet, romantic, early 19th century man oblivious to the horrors of the century to come, kept quotational distance from such blissful innocence. Turns out we need to know one more thing on earth, politics, because of its capacity when benign to allow all around it to flourish, and its capacity when malign to make all around it wither.